There are a few things on my heart this morning. And then sometimes you think, well, what must you share? What does God want you to say? I had read about Ezra rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. Ezra living in the time of Nehemiah. And how God worked. And how at the end, if you read in Ezra, God's children had married wives of this world. And God expected them to make that right. It's a deep message in its own. But where God comes and where God works, many a time action has to be taken. And a person himself has to test and prove where he stands, and it doesn't stop there. Separate from what is wrong. But I come back to something which I've preached about before. Not here, but that's why I thought, let me speak about it. For me, it touched my heart, and every time when I read about it and I delve into it, something new is revealed to me.
Loko kuyayithinta inhliziyo yami manjalo ngiyifunda le nto kuba khona ukusha kwembulekayo kimi.
And that's the story of Mary Magdalene.
Leso leyo ndaba indaba ka Maria Magdalena.
And let us look at it and let us learn. I want to learn, and I've learned. You learned something from this woman. Because in the Lord's ministry and in the Lord's preaching, women played a very, very important role. More important than we can think and imagine. And not only that, but the Lord himself specializes in people that are weak, people that seem to be cast out, and people that were sick.
Hayi lokho kuphela nje kodwa uNkulunkulu ubebonakala esebenza ngamandla akhamakhulu kulabo bantu ekubonakala sengathi babuthakathaka abantu ebonakala sengathi babekwe eceleni noma abantu abangathathi notice nje abantu abangenamsebenzi.
And I pray that as it was a blessing and as a blessing to me, that it would be to you also.
Ngiyakhuleka ukuthi uNkulunkulu asize ukuba nje oba kade kuyisibusiso kimi lokhu nakuwe futhi kube yisibusiso.
Let us pray. Lord, here is your holy word. Here are your holy people. Let us learn and hear and understand what you say. With you, there is no confusion. There is light. And Lord, where there is light, there's life. Now we pray, Lord, that this morning your word might bring life and increase your life within us. This we ask for your namesake. Amen.
Amen.
We'll read out of John chapter 20.
So funda encwadini ngokwaJohane sahluko samashumi amabili.
From the verse 1, I'll read a few verses.
Ngizofunda ngamavesi ambalwana nje uJohane isahluko sika 20, ngizofunda nje amavesi ambalwana.
Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb.
Kwathi ngosuku lokuqala lweviki uMaria Magdalena wafika ethuneni ekuseni kusemnyama wabona itshe lisusiwe ethuneni.
So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, "They've taken away the Lord out of the tomb and we do not know where they've laid him."
Khona wagijima waya kuSimon Petro nakumfundi omunye uJesu amthandayo wathi kubo, "Bayisusile inkosi ethuneni, asazi lapho beyibeke khona."
A small picture is or the doors open slightly to show us who this woman really was.
Kancane nje sesiyakhonjiswa lapha ukuthi ngempela ngempela lona wesifazane wayengubani.
Could it have been that there was maybe hope in her heart that what the Lord said that he will rise, that maybe it was so?
Mhlambe kungenzeka ukuthi uNkulunkulu wayekwembulile enhlizweni yakhe ukuthi uzovuka asazi.
But the disciples weren't there. They were at their home or where they were gathered.
Abafundi babengekho lapho bona babese kwenye indlu noma ekhaya.
Verse 10. Then the disciples went back again to their homes.
Ivesi leshumi base bemuka abafundi baphindela ekhaya.
After having come to the tomb and found it empty.
Lapho befikile ethuneni bathola ukuthi ke akho muntu phakathi.
But Mary remained, verse 11, Mary remained standing outside the tomb sobbing. As she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb.
Verse 11, kepha uMaria wema ethuneni ngaphandle ekhala esakhala walunguza ethuneni.
And she saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain.
Wabona izingilosi ezimbili zembethe okumhlophe zihlezi enye ngasekhanda enye ngasezinyaweni.
And they said to her, "Woman, why are you sobbing?" She told them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they've laid him."
Zona ke zathi kuye, "Mame, ukhalelani na?" Wathi kuzo, "Bayithathile inkosi yami futhi angazi ukuthi bayibekephi."
On saying this, she turned around, saw Jesus standing there, but she did not recognize that it was Jesus.
Eseshilo lokho waphenduka wabona uJesu emi kepha wayingazi ukuthi nguJesu.
Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you crying so? For whom are you looking?" Supposing that it was the gardener, she replied, "Sir, if you've carried him away from here, tell me where you have put him and I will take him away."
UJesu wathi, "Mame, ukhalelani? Ufuna bani na?" Kepha yena ethi ngumphathi wensimi wathi kuye, "Nkosi, uma umsusile ngitshele ukuthi umbekephi ngiye mina ngimthabathe mina."
Jesus said to her, "Mary." Turning around, she said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher or master.
UJesu wathi kuye, "Maria," waphenduka wathi kuye ngesiHebheru, "Rabuni," okungukuthi mfundisi.
It's so full of wealth what we've read about this one woman.
Lokho esikufundile kunengcebo kuqukethe ingcebo enkulu kakhulu esikufunde ngalona wesifazane.
First, she came in the dark.
Wafika kusemnyama.
She was worried.
Wayihluphekile.
She was troubled. She was troubled about her master. It's only when Jesus mentioned her name that she recognized him. But look at her heart. Her heart was totally in that which God and the Lord was doing. And all this she experienced, they were maybe bewildered. They didn't understand. And the Lord knew it. The Lord knew they won't understand. He didn't give them, so to say, clarity on it immediately. Only when the Lord opened their eyes they recognized him.
Kodwa lona wesifazane kwangathi ube kukho konke lokho kwakwenzeka uNkulunkulu ekwenza ngaleso sikhathi abanye babengaqondi bengakunakile kwaze kwaba ngaleso sikhathi uNkulunkulu esevula amehlo abo uJesu kwaba yikhona bemqaphela khona.
Who's this Mary?
Ubani lo Maria
na? Where does she come from?
Uqhamukapi?
And then ngiyacela ukuthi nikulalele kahle. Leonto esizokhuluma manje ubalelekile kakhulu empilweni yethu.
Please listen very carefully because what we are going to speak about now here is very important in our hearts.
The Bible says there were also some women that have been cured of evil spirits and diseases.
Uthwa lapha ke baningi abanye besifazana ababephilisiwe besu benezinto ezithile ezazibahlupha imoya kanye nokunye kwakuba akokubakhathaza ngesikhathi esingaphambili.
Mary called Magdalene, from whom seven demons had been expelled.
Lo Maria sifunda ngayo lapho Maria Magdalene ilakwa uyena owakhishelwa amadimoni ayisikhombisa.
And the Johanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's household manager, and Susanna, and many others who ministered to, provided for him and them out of their property and personal belongings.
Laba kababaliwe abanye ababesebenza besifazane behamisana naye uJesu bemsiza bemlekelela ngezinye izinto ayezidinga ngaleso sikhathi.
Mary had a big problem in her life.
UMaria khona inkinga ayenayo empilweni
yayo. She had a very, very difficult situation being demon possessed.
And esesimene esinzima kakhulu engumuntu okhwelwe ngamadimoni.
If you've ever seen a person like that, your heart goes out when you see in what situation and circumstances they live.
Uma kwahlangana nomuntu onjalo onemoya ophethwe imoya enjalo, uba uyadabuka inhliziyo yakho iyahlupheka uma ubheka isimo abaphila ngaphansi kwaso.
But that was what the Lord Jesus specialized in.
Kodwa ilokho inkosi uJesu eyenza.
His heart went out to people that were suffering and living, being oppressed and ridden by the devil.
Inhliziyo kaJesu yaphumela kulabo bantu kubasiza abantu ababehlushwe ngusathane begqilazwe ngusathane ngezinto ezinikeza hlukene.
Mary came from a town which was a thriving business town, a fishing town also.
Kuthiwa uMaria lona wayiqhamuka edolobheni elalihweba ngamabhizinisi kakhulukazi nangokudoba izinhlanzi.
From the town of Magdala, close and on the Sea of Galilee.
Kuthiwa ke lelo dolobha lalibizwa ngokuthi Magdala le ngasolwandle noma ogwini lwaseGalile.
She herself was a businesswoman.
Naye futhi lona wayengumuntu wamabhizinisi.
She wasn't any ordinary type of person.
Hayi ukuthi kwakungumuntu nje ojwayelekile ofana nabantu bonke.
But somehow she was possessed by these seven evil spirits.
Kodwa ngandlela nathile wazithole sekukhwelwe ngalamadimoni ayisikhombisa.
Mary, her name, and this Mary is mentioned more than most of the apostles written in the Word of God.
UMaria lona ubalwa noma uthintwa isigaba eziningana ngabapostoli ikakhulukazi eBhayibhelini ezweni likaNkulunkulu.
Her name is recorded, and you think about it, more in the Gospels than most of the apostles.
Uma ubheka lana ukuthi igama lakhe lithintwa kaningi kangakanani emavangelini ngaphezulu kwabapostoli.
But then the Lord came.
Kodwa yafika inkosi.
The Lord saw her need.
Inkosi yasibona isidingo sakhe.
The Lord knows you and I.
Inkosi yasazi isidingo sakho
mina. I can never say that I've reached what he wants me to reach. But I need him. There are things where I need him. I know it in my own life. And I'm not afraid and ashamed to say it.
Mina ngafinyelela kuleyo ndawo lapho uNkulunkulu engathi ngempela sengimanelisile khona sengifikile egcineni ngisamdinga uNkulunkulu namanje anginamahloni futhi ukukusho lokho.
We need him. We live by him.
Siphila ngaye.
But here was this lady.
Kodwa ke nangu lona wesifazane.
And the Lord came, and as the choir was singing, he came and he made everything new.
Yafika inkosi njengoba ikhwaya kaditula lapha ithi uyafika uNkulunkulu enze konke kube kusha.
Can you imagine a person ridden by demons? I can imagine her hair being dirma kar, it's upside down, the whole figure Can you imagine the torment, the suffering this lady went through?
Awubheke lo muntu wayenamadimoni, awucabanga isimo ayekuso, mhlawumbe izinwele zakhe zazimahliphihliphi ekhanda, engumuntu obukaka enesimo esibi, ekhwelwe yilamadimoni, esesimeni esidabukisayo.
She must have suffered greatly.
Kufanele ukuthi ngempela wayezwa ubuhlungu nokuhlupheka okukhulu
kakhulu. Friends, let's never underestimate if somebody comes, especially for help, not only, but you know what suffering people go through, what they experience, but the Lord knows and He delivers them.
Kodwa ke nathi bahlobo singakuthathi kalula. Uma umuntu efika kuwe ezocela usizo ehluphekile, ungathathi ngokuthi hayi mhlawumbe uyazi ukuthi le simo abheke kusona ahlangene naso inkinga yakhe uyayazi. Thatha lokho kuse kuNkulunkulu ngoba uNkulunkulu uyakwazi konke.
And the Lord came and set her free.
Wafika uNkulunkulu yafika inkosi uJesu yamkhulula lona wesifazane.
Can you imagine what that must have been in her life?
Awucabange nje na ukuthi ke kwaba into enjani emnandi kanjani
empilweni yakhe. Revolutionized, turned her life upside down.
Kwaguqula zonke izinto empilweni yakhe, zonke izinto zamangolunye uhlobo.
Kuyazwakala.
Can we hear?
Kuyazwakala uJesu wenzani.
Can we hear what Jesus can do?
Yonke into bentsha. Hayi kanqa uyakha ibentsha. Impilo entsha. UNkulunkulu specialize kolokho.
Jesus can make everything new in your life because that is what He can specialize doing in your life.
And the Lord set her free. Can you now understand? Can you get an idea why this woman, what we read in John, why she reacted and she lived like the way she lived?
UNkulunkulu wafika waguqula izinto empilweni yalona wesifazane. Usuyaqonda ke manje ukuthi yini indaba sifunde ngalokhu akwenza kule ncwadi kaJohane ukuthi wenzani ngaleso sikhathi.
Do you understand what this influence she had? No wonder she did what she did because she knew I come from here and now I'm here. I've been saved. There's no time for arguments. There's no time to put down your feelings. She knew, I am saved. I'm set free. And that was all she needed.
Uyasuqonda ke manje ukuthi yini indaba lona wesifazane enze ngalendlela enza ngayo aphile ngalendlela aphila ngayo ngoba wayiqonda kahle ukuthi wasindiswa wakhishwa wakhululwa akukho kunye angakwenza ngaphandle kwalokho.
But somehow that the devil had got in at that time, those evil spirits, somewhere she must have opened the door. Maybe not even her, maybe the family had such an influence on her.
Kodwa sazi kanjani kungenzeka ukuthi ke ngandlela nathile lawo madimoni ayikhishiwe ngesikhathi esingaphambili abuye afuna ukusondela ngoba kwaba khona isikhalo esivulekayo asazi noma uyena noma umndeni wakhe.
If you take sin lightly, now people say you always talk about sin, that's what you do at the mission. People, you understand? You want to end up like Mary ended up running around? You will. If you take sin lightly and you compromise.
Uma uthatha kalula isono, usithatha kalula nje unganaki lutho. Abantu bathi sikhuluma ngesono ngokuvuma izono la ekhaya, kodwa uma usithatha kalula isono, nawe ungagcina usufana naye uMaria lo.
You get influenced, you like it or not, because you open the door. That's why people, when Mary was saved, she was saved to the uttermost, not like you. Who sit and you confess your sins over and over and over and over. The Lord comes to save and set us free.
UNkulunkulu uyakwazi ukuthi amkhulule umuntu ngokupheleleyo. Nawe kumele ukuthi uma ukhululwa usindiswa, usindiswe ngokupheleleyo. Ngoba kungenjalo ungafana na uMaria lona. Kwesinye isikhathi ugcine usuwehla wenyuka ngoba kukhona izinto ezingenile.
These days I heard a story.
Kulezi insuku ngizwe indaba ethile.
There was a young lady.
Ukhona wesifazane omusha.
Heard she was here at the mission.
Wake wabakhona lapha
emission. She stayed here for some time.
Wahlala lapha emission isikhathi
eside. They said, well, there maybe is hope that she'll meet this Christ. You hear this, girls?
Baba nethemba lokuthi mhlambe ngenzeke ukuthi ahlangane noChrist umayela.
She went back home.
Wabuyela ekhaya.
And they tell me didn't take long. And she was running around in trousers.
Kuthiwa kuthathanga isikhathi bambona sehle enyuka egqoka amabhulukwe.
Mary had trousers on. Nobody would have told her what to have dressed like. Nobody. My wife told me. Nobody told her when she came here, don't do this. She knew when you meet that saving Christ, nobody's got to tell you what you got to do and not do. You know it. You know it in your heart because he's there.
Uma ngabe uhlangene noKristu ngempela njengoMaria ngeke kube khona umuntu ozokutshela ukuthi kumele wenze njani. Unkosikazi wami na wangitshela ukuthi kuye enhlizweni yakhe wazinqumela ukuthi uzohlukana nokugqoka amabhulukwe ngoba wazazela enhlizweni yakhe ukuthi ngeke kufanele ukuthi kwenzeke lokho. Akekho umuntu ozokutshela, uNkulunkulu ozokutshela.
And they say, here is this young girl putting on short trousers. And it's worrying sometimes because when you look, you see only knobbly knees and crooked knees and crooked, and then you wonder, how on earth, what do they see in it to put on this stuff?
Kwesinye isikhathi kuyamangalisa ke ngoba uma begqoke lezi zinto zabo abayigqokayo usubona nje ukuqaleka komzimba ubone nanokuthi omunye umzimba mkhulu
omnye imlenzi ikokayo ngizisho kanjalo
imlenzi ikokayo kubhekelela
bathi bamuhle awu bazalwane nintombi niyangihlula
I can't understand you girls
ifana neselesele ithi selesele ngimuhle kodwa hey mawa uyibuka iselesele ta awu shame
it's like the frog
ingonda ayikho
beautiful is and then but you see that the frog is not beautiful
and next thing they tell me this very girl sings in church stands in the front of the choir and sings about Christ which Christ
bangitshela ukuthi ke hayi ngamasonto le ntokazi liyasukuma phambili iculise noma icule icule ekhwayeni icule ngoKristu muphi yena uKristu na
what a disgrace.
Uyihlazo
elingakanani. What a disgrace.
Ihlazo elikhulu kangakanani.
You live one life and then you sing another life. There is nothing like that. That's where we mix up and we maybe get confused.
Uphile enye impilo bese uphile enye impilo futhi lapho sixaba sihlanganisa khona izinto.
You either do the one or the other. There is no other way.
Kumele ukuthi wenze ukhetha impilo eyodwa nje azikho
izinto. That's why people say no, it's too difficult, it's too hard for our young people. Ndiza chuba uzohluthwa phambili you like it or you don't like it
ikho abantu bethi ke cha kunzima kakhulu ukuthi ba abantu abasha bethu baphile ngalendlela you can go your way you'll meet up something there
and you don't have a nice saying you'll dove you fly
ijuba andize
your feathers will be plucked do what you want do what you say and you think you are right but if you leave God's ways those feathers will be plucked.
Uma kodwa ushiya indlela kaNkuluNkulu lazo impiko zakho ziyoqhutheka ziphele.
Now Mary had seven spirits.
UMaria wenama demon ayisikhombisa.
They said seven is a complete, it's a mystic number.
Kuthiwa ke inombolo leka seven isikhombisa sichaza ukuthi sekuphelele konke.
In other words, Mary was completely dominated and ruled by these spirits.
Kamanye amazi uMaria lona ngokupheleleyo wayengene shi kule zinto amademon lawa engene aphelela kuyena.
And that's why I say her suffering and hardship and heartache and pain was great.
Ingakho ngithe ukuhlupheka kwakhe nobuhlungu bakhe babukhulu kakhulu.
But the Lord saw it.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu wabona.
And he knew I have to help her.
Wazi uNkulunkulu ukuthi kumele asizakale lo muntu.
Maybe she had no friends.
Mhlamba wayengenabo abangani.
Maybe she was despised.
Mhlamba wayilahliwe.
Maybe pushed out.
Ekuchizelele eceleni.
But the Lord embraced her.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu wafika wasondela wamsondeza eduze kwakhe.
Now old church fathers and even John Bunyan suggests these seven demons could also mean seven deadly sins.
Mhlambe aba obaba beBhayibheli nabadala bebandla kubala noJohn Bunyan bathi mhlambe ngenzeke ukuthi lezi lamademoni lemoya esikhombisa ifanekisa izono ezinkulu
ezivulala because you say, well, I'm not demon possessed I've got these spirits in within you but maybe these son of these sins are in your life and they rule your life.
Mhlambe uthiwe nayi mina ngikhwelwe ngamadimoni, awekho amadimoni enginawo, awukho umoya ongikhwele, kodwa mhlambe lezi zono ezisikhombisa noma lezinto zikhona empilweni yakho.
The first one is pride.
Okokuqala ukuziqhenya.
Pride is the beginning of the end.
Ukuziqhenya nokuziphakamisa uqala kokuwa nokuhluleka.
But pride is so subtle.
Kodwa futhi lokuyiqhenya kungathi kunokuhlakanipha okuthile.
Because you have even you can even have a pious pride.
Ngoba kungenzeka ukuthi ube naloku uyiqhenya lokho okungabonakali njengathi
kuphi. In such a way that you don't even see, you don't even recognize.
Mhlambe futhi kufike la ungaboni khona ukuthi usuyaziqhenya manje.
What the Lord is trying to say to you.
Lapho uNkulunkulu afuna ukukwenza nokufuna ukukhuluma kuwena.
The second one is envy.
Mhlambe okwesibili umona.
It's a root, one of the roots of many, many evils that enter a person's life.
Lokho kuyimpande nomsuka wezono eziningi esezingene kubantu.
Pride and envy go together. At the end of the day, you think you are great. At the end of the day, you build your own castles. End of the day, you got your own imagination, which takes you and leads you into a great, great blunder and bush.
Ukuyiqhenya kanye nokuhaha lokhu nokufuna izinto ezithile nokuba nomona kuhambisana ndawonye ngoba uma usuyiqhenyile usufuna manje okwalokhu usufuna ukuthi ube nalokhu izinto ezithile.
At the end of the day, you can say and you think, I'm going to do like the reverend does. I'm going to have, and you imagine things, people, and maybe even plan it. That is what envy is.
Mhlambe bese ufika la uthi hayi nami ngizokwenza njengoba kwenza umfundisi. Mhlambe ucabanga lokhu nje ukwazi ukuplane wena nokuba khona enqondweni yakho. Yikho lokho kuzifunela kwakho nokufuna ukuthile kuba kube khona kuwe.
Brother David Kidd, who's passed away, whom the Lord took and was merciful, he said, well, he's going to pray like the reverend. He's going to put his hand on this lady. And you know what he said? Those very evil spirits that were in that lady entered him.
Umfowethu David osadlule emhlabeni ngesikhathi esaphila la wathi hayi mina ngafuna ukuthi ngifane nomfundisi ngibeke izandla ngithandazele abantu kodwa uyazi ukuthi kwenzekani lawo madimoni leyo moya leyo yangena kuye.
Second one is anger.
Okwesibili
anger destroys in the second what you've built your lifetime.
Ulaka lungadilizela phansi lucekele phansi lokho osukuzama ukuthi ukwakhe empilweni.
And it does not make a person better. 100 times worse, 1,000 times worse.
Futhi ulaka alumenza umuntu abe ngcono, kodwa lumenza abe mubi kakhulu izikhathi ezingaphezulu kwekhulu.
Fourthly, spiritual slothfulness.
Okwesine, ukuthi ngokomoya umuntu abe ngumuntu
slothful. Uthatha kancane. Udonse inyawo zakho.
Ukube umuntu ozihudulayo njengokomoya uthatha izinto kancane.
You know what? Maybe your work is it as it is. And the way you work, you do it the way you do it because you are slothful. Spiritually, you are the same.
Mhlambe wenza izinto ngendlela ozenza ngayo nje manje njoba uzenza izinto vele ngokomoya usuku leso sigaba sokukudula izinyawo ngokomoya wenza thatha izinto kalula.
Uthatha kancane, uthatha kalula. Akusho noma kukhona iphutha, awuboni ngokomoya ukuthi umiphi. Yonke into uyayidonsa ngokomoya. Good kombiso ogomoya ukuthulapi.
You take things lightly, even if there is a mistake or sin in your life, you don't recognize because you're just taking things lightly.
And people, that's when things also go wrong. Suddenly, you see things so different, maybe from the way you used to see them and experience them. Suddenly, something has entered your life. And it's why, because you and I weren't on our guard. We didn't watch and pray.
Mhlambe ke vele ilonto ejwayele ukuba yenzeke kithi kuba sizithole sesingene kulezo zinto ezingalungile ngoba sithatha izinto kalula asaboni izinto ngendlela esasibona ngayo ngesikhathi esingaphambili noma sekungene iphutha empilweni umuntu akasaliboni ngoba usethatha izinto ngaleyo ndlela ukuthatha kalula
futhi manje ukuthi yangena iphutha awu yabona ngaphambili yakhumbula. Uyakhumbula uma ngalali uyibhala phansi noma ebusuku uvuke ubhale isono sakho hawu namhlanje hawu ngikhathele hawu kuzohamba amaviki kuzohamba izinyanga awuyigezi imphefumulo yakho.
Things have changed maybe now in your life. Before, you used to wake up maybe in the middle of the night, write down your sins if God is reminding you something. But now you don't care. Maybe the months or weeks can go by with that sin in your life.
Lack of self-control. That's where many fall. They just think things happen automatically. You don't have to. You just need to pray and every... Self-control means, by grace of God, to control yourself to the uttermost.
Ukufunda ukuzikhuza nokuzithiba. Abantu abaningi bayehluleka lapho masekufika ekuzithibeni nakusekuzikhuzeni. Badedela nje izinto zihamba. Hayi, uNkulunkulu uzosiza ngomthandazo.
And you know, when you haul out that cell phone, you know in your pure, in your, oh, that's not a pure heart, in your heart, that hey, I'm looking for trouble. Because you know your feelings. You know what's going on in your heart. You know what your flesh is telling you. But oh no, you take it. You've got no self-control by God's grace. I'm not going to touch it. This thing stays out.
Ingozi mhlambe ukuthi vele uyazazi ukuthi unjani uzothatha le cellphone yakho uyobuka lezo zinto lezo owazi kahle ukuthi vele zonqolisa lenhliziyo yakho ngaphakathi kuwena usuyabuka lento usuyanqola usuyalimala akusekho ukuzithiba nokuzikhuza ukuthi ngingayenzi lento.
Number 6 is sexual feelings and behaviors.
Okwesithupha ukuphathelene nokubulili.
And I think we know so much, haven't heard about that.
Nokuthandana kwabantu besifazane nabesilisa. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi siyakwazi.
Covetousness. In other words, greedy. You desire, you long for material possessions.
Ukuba umuntu afise akalele izinto zabanye abantu ube nalo mhobholo lo ukuthi kwangathi ngathola into ethile.
Where money, maybe even position. Where position plays a role.
Lapho into oyifunayo nento njengemali kuba yinto ngathi ke iyona sibusa impilo yakho manje.
And then you know what I had to think of the rich young man.
Sokufika la ke ngicabanga khona ngaleyo nsizwe enothileyo.
And you know what, it speaks so much.
Lokho kukhuluma kakhulu kakhulu.
Here's this young man who had riches. He was given that. I can say even from above. Maybe the Lord had blessed him. And then he came to the Lord Jesus. Said, Lord, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What a wonderful question. You would jump in your heart if your child would have come and said, Mom, Dad, what must I do? And the Lord says, keep these commandments. If you can read that in Matthew 19. And the young man says, Lord, I've kept everything. And imagine, can somebody say this in our midst? Lord, I've kept all that which you've commanded me to do.
In
you know what, young people, I had to think of us. Maybe we are like this young ruler or this rich man. We grow up here, we keep everything which we are told.
Whatever
we are told, because we are good children, we do it. Because we are taught. We are taught His commandments. We are taught we must confess our sins. And if the Lord would ask you this morning, young boy, you would also maybe say, Lord, I've just come back yesterday from my counselor. You You know, just this morning I said sorry to my mother because I was disobedient. Because that's what I know, that's what I've been taught.
Ubuzo cha imhlambe namhlanje nje kade ngixolisa kumama wami ngoba kukhona into ethile engayenzanga ngoba ngatshelwa sengifundisiwe lokho.
And the Lord says, no, young man, you know what's in your heart. You know those riches. Sell everything you have. He hit the nail on the head. Sell everything. That wasn't a sentence itself, no.
What in course it is, I go about ye born in Kizio, Yalensis, or in course it, I am Kulumin a loco, Daisa Gonke loco, Lamaku, Nalenebo, O Nayo, and Kizuiniaco, we sue, say Isuga Gwen.
And that was too difficult for him.
Loco, Wabanzi, Makulensis.
We need children, we need to experience the Lord. How do I do it? How do I do it? Speak to the Lord Jesus. Not only once. Speak to the Lord Jesus. As this young ruler came, he spoke to the Lord. You speak to him. You ask him. He will give you an answer.
Kuluma naye inkosi uJesu njengoba enza lensizwa lena yaqonda kuye uJesu kuluma naye uzokuphendula futhi.
And maybe the Lord has spoken to you and he said, my child, I want you here.
Mhlambe inkosi sikuyakhuluma nawe yathi mntana wami ngiyakufuna ngiyakubiza ngifuna la.
But you've been a good child.
You've
done everything which is right. But the Lord says, no, no, no. I want you to be here or there or do this. And you've been running away from it. Mary was different. She knew, I've got a problem. And I need deliverance. This young man said, I've got everything. I've done. I do keep everything. I go see my car. I do everything. You know, you see the difference? You see a difference from a person who sees and experiences the Lord? He sees what's in his heart.
Kodwa umehluko phakathi kwalensizwa yona inakho konke ithi nginakho konke ngigcinile konke ngikwenze konke angiswele lutho. Uyabona ke umuntu ofuna ukuhlangana noNkulunkulu uyasibona isidingo sokuhlangana naye.
Riches, money, desiring these things which in itself is not evil, but you make it evil because it becomes part of your life.
Incebo lena nemali nomunye umcebo nezinye izinto ezingamagugu kuwena azizimbi ngokwazo kodwa uzenza wena zibe zimbi ngoba ufuna ukuthi zibe ingxenye empilweni.
Maybe worldly things that you're clinging to.
Lezi zinto
even your clothing, even your appearance, you cling to it. And the Lord puts his hand on and says, my child, I'm not happy with that. I created you like that. You are making a little goddess out of it.
Mhlambe ngishiza ingubo ogqokayo izinto ozifaka kuwena emzimbeni wakho nokubukeka nje kwakho sekuphenduke kwaba isithixo noNkulunkulu wakho inkosi ethi lezi zinto ngizidinga empilweni yakho ngane yami.
Riches form cliques. You know a clique? Riches form groups.
Incebo lena yenza abantu kube khona amaqoqwana bahlangane yabahlanganisa abantu babe ama group athini.
Yeah, birds of the same feathers flock together. And when you're not part of this rich or this group, you are nothing. That's what riches do.
Kuyashiyo phela ukuthi izinyoni nezimpaphe ezifanayo zindiza ndawonye. Ngakho ke uma ungayona ingxenye yalabo abantu abacebile abanemali ukhishelwa ngaphandle.
Mary was rich. But they took whatever they had and they served the Lord. They were with the Lord all the time. But these women, which we now read in verse 3, the Bible says they went out and followed the Lord and served the Lord.
Laba besifazane ke sizwa ngabo la sifunda ngabe eBhayibhelini kuthiwa ba banikela ngakho konke bekhonza inkosi ngezimpahla zabo.
What they had belonged to the Lord.
Lokho ababenakho babeqonda ukuthi uqondene nenkosi.
Others think you'll get into heaven by doing that. But by giving and just by doing this good, the Bible does not state that.
Abanye ke bathi ngokwenza lokho umuntu osengangena ezulwini ngalento kodwa iBhayibheli alikusho lo.
But these women, friends, I hope you understand, when the Lord saved them, when the Lord took them out of that life, they immediately jumped into what they had to do.
Oh, akuyisimanga ngalaba besifazane ngesikhathi inkosi iqala nje basindisi bakhulula basuka khona lapho bakwenza lokho uNkulunkulu.
Immediately they saw their calling. They knew, this is my calling, this is what God has told me to do. And they jumped into it. And they served the Lord all the days while he was on the earth.
Baqonda ukuthi nakho uNkulunkulu la esibizela khona, nakho uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi sikwenze, base begquma khona lapho bakwenza, bakwenza lokho
uNkulunkulu. When I came to the mission as a young boy,
ngesikhathi ngifike emission ngisemncane,
one of the first things I was asked.
Nansi into oqale ngabuzwa.
Now listen, children. You especially who live here. I was asked, what is your calling? That's how we were treated. What, why are you here? What on earth are you going to do here? Why has God brought you here? To fill this road from the shop to your room up and down?
Ukuthi wehle wenyuka nje lapha emgwaqweni ugcwalisa umgwaqo wehle wenyuka uye endlini yakho nasesikolweni.
I was told, you pray, come with an answer. What has God called you for? What is you, your duty?
Ngatshela ukuthi angihambe ngiyothandaza ngikhuleke ngizwe ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthi angizokwenzani la, yini umsebenzi wami engizowenza la.
I'm going to preach.
Ungathi hayi ngizoshumayela.
Well then preach to the Evos first.
Shumayela veli.
We want to see how you work, what you live like, how you're going to preach to others.
Sifuna ukubona ukuthi usebenza kanjani, uzokushumayela kanjani kwabanye abantu.
The choir sang, you know what's interesting to me? We seek God's will, and we find God's will, and we do God's will. Do you know such a life? You've come here, and you don't really fit in anywhere.
Ikwayiculile lapha yathi siyayifuna intando kaNkuluNkulu, siyayifumana intando kaNkuluNkulu, siyayenza intando kaNkuluNkulu. Uyakwazi ini wena lokho na?
If you live wherever you live outside in this world, what is your primary calling? What has God told you?
Noma ngabe uphila kuphi, noma ngaphandle la uphila khona, kodwa iluphi ubizo lwakho uNkuluNkulu ukubizele kuphi na?
That makes the difference.
Lokho kwenza umehluko.
That's why Mary's life looked as it looked, because she knew, I've got to go and I'm going to serve the Lord and his disciples.
Ingakho uMaria wayiqonda kahle ukuthi ngempela yini kufanele ayenze, kumele ukuthi ke akhonze inkosi uJesu nabafundi bayo.
But oh, your calling is maybe to walk up and down and speak to any Dick, Tom and Harry, and you can speak the whole day. Friends, that's not a calling. That's your own ideas.
Mhlamba wena ubizo lwakho nje awulwazi, wehliwe nyuka, uyakhuluma, uyaphoshoza nje uphoshozwayo nje, noma ubani ohlangana naye nje uyaphoshoza nje ukhipha indaba. Alukho ubizo lwakho ukuthi ngempela.
I can't understand how you can get up in the morning and think, well, what am I going to do today?
Angiqondi mina ukuthi umuntu angavela avuke ekuseni nje kube yima icabangayo ukuthi konje ngizokwenzana.
Yes, it's right, but on the side, Lord, what must I do? You've got a calling and you still got to ask him. He'll tell you what to do. You'll ask him because you don't want to do it. You want to do something else.
Wena vele unobizo kodwa usazoqala ukuhlala ekseni ubuza ukuthi inkosi ufuneka ngenze njani. Angani ukubizile nje. Uyombuza ngoba vele.
Remember, you're on a mission station. You're not anywhere in this world. You're on a mission station. I speak to the people here. Our calling is God's work. But oh, I mind my own worries. I mind my own little babies. And there's so many other babies on this mission. What have you done for other babies? What have you done for them? Let me ask you, you answer me. You can come after the service. You say, I'm looking after my babies. True. What have you done for the others?
Yebo ngikhuluma kanje ngoba sihlala lapha emishini kubantu abakhona la abazi ukufuneka ngabe benze njani ungehli wenyuka ungazi ukuthi uzokwenza njani omunye uthi hayi ngigade umndeni wami ngigade ingane zami yebo siyakuzwa lokho kodwa ukubenzelana abanye abantu abaseceleni na.
And you busy talking, oh, these people that come here, these druggies, and they this, and they that. You know what? You're at the wrong place.
Mhlambe wena umatasatasa uyaxoxa uqoqa indaba nje hayi laba bantu abafika lana behlushwa izidakamizwa hayi benze benje kanje ngifuna ukukutshela ukuthi usendaweni
errong. They at the right place, you at the wrong place.
Indawo ekuyona yona le basendaweni ekuyona yona wena ongekho endaweni ekuyona yona.
What is your calling? And I want you to take that with. If there's something you can take with today, take this. And friend, if you've got a counselor, then go to and say, this is my, even if you're a granny, you know grannies. Granny, go and tell what's your calling.
Ngifuna ukunibuza lo mbuzo nginishiye nalokhu noma ngabe ungakukhohlwa okunye kodwa uma uhambe nalokhu lo mbuzo luyini ubizo lwakho na yini esenhlizweni yakho ufuna ukuyenza la
and you maybe shouldn't be here
ngoba mhlambe kungenzeka ukuthi ulana bekungafanele
ukuthi why if the Lord has brought you here why aren't you fitting into it why you find yourself on the sideline and you're just up and down and then you ask to do this and then you ask to do that but there's no urgency. It's just slothfulness.
Yikho mhlambe kwesinye isikhathi ungafithi indawo akukho la ungena khona akukho la ukuthiwa na usungenza into ethile manje ilunge ubekwe eceleni nje na uzihambele eceleni ngoba kungekho la ungangena khona umbuzo uyini ozoyenza lapha ubekwe yini na.
And I'd like to say this morning.
Ngifuna ukusho lokhu namhlanje ekseni.
You lie in your bed. You snore. You're too lazy to get up. And then you complain about the food. And those in the kitchen are like Mary. They're like Mary. They're serving the Lord day and night. You understand? But you're snoring your life away. And then you've got the guts to complain. Who of us has ever gone to Mary and say, Mary, now there's many Marys, who has ever gone and said, thank you for what you are doing?
Ubani phakathi kwethu oke waya lapha wayobonga ko Maria baningi ko Maria ongabonga kuyo uthi nje cha ngiyabonga ngalokho enikwenzayo.
Thank you for having given your life to serve Christ.
Ngiyabonga ukuthi ninikele ngezimpilo zenu kubani imkhonzo uChrist.
But I don't know because we don't notice it and because we think they're not so important, that's why we don't do it.
Ngoba mhlambe ababalulekile mhlamba sikubone kunesidingo salokho yikho singakwenzi.
Let us remember, it's not the great things that I do and I think that I do. It's that glass of water that I'm prepared to give to the next person. And the Lord says, I will not forget that.
Asikhumbule ukuthi akukhona lokho okukhulu mhlawumbe umuntu angacabanga ukuthi uzokwenza kodwa leyo ngilazi yamanzi nje ongasiza ngayo unikeze omunye umuntu oseceleni umlekelele yikhona okubalekile.
I've got to leave a few things out. There was other things on my heart. But Mary had experienced the Lord. And we could see it, and we can see it the way she did things. Even if it's just a glimpse, she was a faithful lady. A faithful lady. When everybody was gone, she was left alone in the kitchen. She cleaned. She did this and she did that. That's how I imagine her. No wonder she was able to go and sit at the grave.
Kodwa uMaria lona uyisibonele sihle ngoba wakhombisa ukuthembeka nokukhombisa ukuthi wasizakala kanjani inkosi imsiza imkhulula kulokho waba umuntu osala yedwa noma ngabe seledwa eclean ekitchen enza konke abe ngokugcina yena.
But all I can do is talk and I walk on a floor that's dirty and the Lord says to me, take a broom, now you sweep that floor. Oh no, that's not my job. That's not my calling.
Mhlambe mina ngikwazi ukukhuluma nje, ngikhuluma indaba nje, ngikhuluma indaba. Kodwa inkosi ithi thatha umshanyelo la, ushanyele phansi bese uthi wena hayi, akukona umsebenzi wami lo, angibizelwe mina lapho.
The Lord says, pick up that piece of, I don't mean every piece. You pick up that piece of paper.
Mhlambe inkosi ithi awuxoshe nandi iphepha eliphansi.
Oh, these people that throw, they are rubbish bins. Why do they throw this thing up on the floor? They throw it on the floor for you to understand God's voice, to pick it up.
But
this Mary was faithful. Because she knew, and I'll repeat it again, she knew she was saved. And if you are saved, you've got no time to hang around and speak all kind of nonsense and lies.
And
now Mary comes to a point in her life where she sees the Lord in a different way and experiences everything so differently. She sees her master being betrayed. She saw him being put before Pilate. How lies were spoken about Christ. Because man didn't understand, and you don't understand, but because you don't understand, that's why you speak so much. Otherwise, you would have shut your mouth.
She
saw her master being flogged.
She saw him
crowns of thorns put on his head. She saw his bleeding body. But she was there. She was there. And it seemed just to get worse.
At
the end, she heard his sentence to be crucified.
It
must have been a painful, painful experience for her. Painful because of this very man who had helped her. Then she followed the procession to Golgotha. She saw him being crucified. She saw the cross being lifted. It only got worse. Maybe there was a hope that somewhere, he would climb down. And those scenes, I don't think she would ever have forgotten in her life. Then the Lord died in front of their eyes. Who was going to take the body down? Who's
going
to help us? And then comes Joseph of Arimathea. And
Nicodemus.
Could have been the others with him. And solved that problem for her. You are never alone. Don't ever imagine you are alone. If you're with Christ's body, you are never alone. So they took him down, and Mary followed this funeral procession to the tomb. If you see the film, what is it called? Passion. You got an idea that she was there and one of the last to experience his death. But she was the first to experience the resurrection.
kodwa futhi waba ngokuqala yena ukuba ezwe abone ahlangane nalokho kuvuka kwabafileyo.
Easter morning early. I'm cutting things short.
Ngiyanqamula nje indaba ngosuku lokuvuka ekseni.
Early, it was still dark, the Bible says. Mary rushed, went to the tomb.
Ekseni iBhayibheli isho njalo lithi kwakusekuseni kusemnyama uMaria wafika ethuneni.
You see a person that loves the Lord?
That
person has got no time to point fingers. He's got no time to find fault. And if there are things wrong, they sit down and find out from the Lord, why are things wrong? Not to point fingers.
And
after inspecting the tomb, she found it empty. She runs to tell Peter and John. They run back. Maybe she stayed behind quite a distance.
But
that didn't put a damper on her life. I can imagine. They left her behind. And she trotted along till she also came there.
Akazanga alahlekelwe ithemba noma bese edangala khona lapho bamshiya lapho kodwa nokho wabekezela nje khona lapho.
And when the disciples had found it empty, they went back home.
Uma abafundi sebetholile ukuthi ithuna linamuntu phakathi babuyele emuva ekhaya.
And the Bible says interesting. They says they departed and went to their homes.
iBhayibheli isho into eyisimanga la ukuthi babuyele emuva baphindele emuva emakhaya.
The greatest event in history. The greatest event. A man who died, the Lord, and was risen. At that very moment, the Bible says, they departed and went their ways. They went to their homes, to their surroundings, to their families, to their businesses.
Emva kwesimanga esingaka esikhulu esenzekile emhlabeni esibe singaxoxwa isimangaliso kodwa nampa laba emveni kwalokho babuyela emakhaya babuyela emndenini yabo.
Could it be? I'm asking you straight. Could it be at the greatest event that you will depart home? I'm asking you.
Yanibuza lo mbuzo ukuthi kungenzeke yini ukuthi mhlambe emva kwalesi simanga esikhulu esenzekile nalento enhle kangaka nawe uzobuyela ekhaya futhi.
And Mary stayed all alone.
UMaria wasala lapha ethuneni.
The Bible says in Song of Solomon, I sought him who my heart loves.
iBhayibheli amanye khona amazwi atholakala encwadini kaSolomon ukuthi ngamfuna lo othandwa inhliziyo yakhe.
I got to the watchman.
Ngafika kubalindi.
They couldn't help.
Nabo abalindi abangisizanga ngalutho.
But I gone a bit further.
Kodwa ngaqhubeka ngadlula.
You hear that spiritual talk?
Uyawuzwa lo mbiko ngokomoya.
Maybe your life is ruled by watchmen.
Mhlawumbe impilo yakho iphetwe nje yibo abalindi.
Not the Lord that leads you.
Akuyona inkosi ekholayo.
But as I passed the watchman,
Which we need,
but the Lord wants me and you. He wants us to go further.
UNkulunkulu ufuna siqhubeke ngoba uyasidinga udinga mina. Mawudlula kubalinde esangweni egeyithini udlula uqhubeka, uNkulunkulu uzohlangana ngoba uyakudinga.
And he says, once I gone a bit further, I found him whom my soul loves.
iBhayibheli lithi uma sengidlulile kubalindi ngase ngimthola lo othandwa ngumphefumulo wami.
The watchmen are needed. Without watchmen we cannot live.
Abalindi nabaqaphi badingeka siyabadinga ngaphandle kwabo ngeke siphile.
But have you found the one? And even if you've been a Christian how long, have you found and you've kept the one whom your soul loves?
Kodwa kumbuzo ukuthi ngabe usumtholile yini wamgcina lo othandwa ngumphefumulo wakho na.
Mary stayed all alone. The others went back home. She stayed. She stayed put. She stayed. She did say, I'm not moving.
UMaria wasala yedwa lapho noma abanye sebehambile bebuyele ekhaya kodwa wasala yedwa lapho kuleyo ndawo.
And she was crying.
Ekhala.
Usewakhalela izono zakho. Use wakhala zehle ntanam zehle lizono zakho uyayazi leyo mpilo
Have you ever cried for your sins, where you see your sins in front of you and you cry tears because of your sins?
Noma ngithi ngifuna uNkulunkulu ubizo lwami, wagcina nini ukhalo ukuthi uNkulunkulu yini ubizo lwami, ungifunelani kulomhlaba?
Even if you say you're feeling the Lord is calling you, but maybe you haven't cried for your sins and say in front of the Lord, what is my calling in this earth?
And when she looked, she thought she saw the gardener.
Ngesikhathi ephakamisa amehlo uMaria wabona umuntu, wacabanga ukuthi hayi umlindi wensimu.
That's a sermon on its own.
Lokho kukodwa kuyintshumayelo.
We despise gardeners, don't we?
Mhlambe siyabadelela abanye abantu.
Hayi, abasebenza engadini.
Abasebenza engadini siyabadelela.
Because what's a gardener?
Umuntu onjani, umuntu obukeleka phansi osebenza
engadini. Usually when a person comes and doesn't know too much and you put him into the garden.
Mhlambe vele umuntu mayifika njengekazi lutho ukuthi waqaqala engadini.
And when they pull out the wrong flowers, you blame them. Well, blame yourself, you never taught them.
Uma sebesebenza lapha besiphu namhlanje okungafanele bakusiphule bese basola vele uzangibatshele lutho.
She said and thought she's seeing a gardener.
Ma eqalaza uMaria uthi yena mhlambe umuntu osebenza engadini lo.
Then she asked, "Sir, if you've taken him, where have you put him?"
Uthi inkosi, "Uma umsusile lapha umbeke phi na?"
You see, God, when he works, he uses something many times, something and someone we despise.
We are born by inkosi sebenza isikhathi esiningi kwesinye isikhathi sebenzisa lo muntu esingambukela phansi.
Maybe he uses somebody that's uneducated.
Mhlawumbe uNkulunkulu afika sebenzisa umuntu ongafundile ngisho ukufunda.
Maybe he works through an African which you already they nothing. You are the one. You think you know. And God comes with this gardener to you. And oh boy, you kick up dust.
Normal
fika ngomhlophe ewumzondayo hlanga. Akhuluma nawe futhi akhuluma kahle. Kodwa hey. Inhliziyo yasizwila ngolaka. Inhliziyo kusegcwele ulaka manje. Ubandela uchabanga kade sathatha izwe thina.
Maybe a white man comes to you and speak to you as a black man and you hate that white man and say, "Who is this man that is coming to speak to me? We are ruling the country now in South Africa. That white man is coming to speak to us."
UJesu uzosebenzisa into wena uyidelelayo. Kungakhohlwa leyo. Nami ngingakhohlwa. Engikudelelayo uJesu uzothi ngakho.
Jesus will use something that maybe you despised. You must not forget that Jesus will use that thing and then you say, "That is the thing that Jesus is going to use to me."
And when she saw the gardener, suddenly he spoke to her. And he just said, "Mary."
What in Maria?
And suddenly she said, "Hey, this is my Lord." It's him. She recognized his voice. She couldn't see. She couldn't recognize. But suddenly, she saw her Lord. Has he mentioned your name? I asked you in the beginning. You know what, people? We grew up with this gospel. We know everything. That's not what it's about. It's about, when did you last hear the Lord speaking to you? When last could you say to your children, "This is what God has told me and showed me"?
Ngabe inkosi siyalibiza inizwi la igama lakho yakutshela ngishilo ngaphambili ngathi sikhulele kule mvuselelo siyazazi zonke izinto kodwa kubalekile lokho okubalekile ukuthi uNkulunkulu ugcine nini ukukhuluma naye ugcine nini ukutshela abantwana bakho ngaleli vangeli na.
You like that rich young ruler. Yeah, you've kept everything. You are so good. You are good for nothing. That's what you are.
Mhlambe ufana naleyo nsizwe enothile uthi hayi mina ngigcine konke ngazi konke hayi awumuhle akho lutho ngathi ubu umuhle.
You are good for nothing. You need Christ. That's why you are so pious.
Awukho umsebenzi wakho nokulunga kwakho udinga uChrist uba akusize yikho uzisha umuntu olungileyo.
But her eyes were open. Are your eyes open? That's why you argue. That's why you find fault. Because your eyes are blind.
Kodwa
and you say, but Joseph are also blind. That's the argument.
Amehlo kaMaria avuleka wabona kahle yikho mhlambe nawe unokuxeka wenza zonke lezi zinto ngoba amehlo akho awakavuleki.
But her eyes were opened.
Amehlo akhe
avuleka. My friends, I'm nearly finished, but I want you to read this. I want us to read this thing this morning. It's something I read this morning concerning our eyes that are opened.
Ngifuna sivale ngalento nje khona engikufunde namhlanje ekuseni okuqondene namehlo ethu akufanele bavuleke.
But Lord, they do not look like chariots.
Nkosi abafani nezinqola.
They look instead like enemies.
Kodwa bafana nezitha.
Sufferings.
Abanokuhlupheka.
Trials.
Izinhlupheko.
Defeats.
Nokwehlulwa.
Misunderstandings.
Nokungaqondani.
Disappointments.
Nokuthi umuntu aphelelwe
ithemba. Unkindness.
Umuntu abangabi namusa.
Juggernaut.
Abe ngumuntu.
Juggernaut. Angiyazi nami angiyona ingisi.
Okay, asidlule.
Those don't look like.
Lokhu akufani nalezo inqola ezinhle.
You understand?
Uyabona lo.
They look like difficulties. Problems. But they are chariots. Chariots of triumph in which we may rise to the very heights of victory for which our souls have been longing and praying.
Kodwa futhi bangafana nezinqola ezinhle ezingakwazi ukuzigibela sikhuphuke siye ekunqobeni lapho sothola khona ukunqoba.
Earthly chariots are subject to the laws of matter and may be hindered or overturned.
Kodwa lezi nqola zomhlaba zibhekene nenkinga nokuhlangabezana nokuhlupheka la zingeke zikwazi
ukubekelana. God's chariots are controlled by spiritual forces and triumph over all hindering things. You understand? Tens of thousands, says the text. And although our spiritual eyes may not as yet have been opened to see them, you understand? All around us, on every side, they must be waiting for us. And Elijah prayed, "Open the eyes, Lord, so that he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes and he looked and he saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
The
Bible says thousands and thousands of chariots around Elisha. And you dare touch him? And you dare touch him? Try it.
IBhayibheli lithi amakhulu ngamakhulu ezinkulungwane ezinqola zasezulwini zazimzungezile uElisha. Ungamthinta na? Ungazama
mawuthanda. Chariots, the king of Syria was unable to see, nor could the servant of the prophet see them.
Lezi nqola inkosi yaseSyria eyayingakwazi ukuzibona ezazibona uNkulunkulu kodwa inceku
yazibona. Now listen. Are you listening? You're tired. I know you're tired. Maluma, you're talking too long. Okay, I'm finishing now. So just.
But
the prophet himself sat calmly in his house without fear.
Kodwa iBhayibheli lithi umprofeti uqobo lwakhe wahlala endlini yakhe ngokuthula ngaphandle
kokwesaba. His eyes have been opened to see the invisible. Now what he asked for his servant was, "Open his eyes, Lord, that he may see."
Lokho ayekucela nje enkulunkulu wathi inkosi awuvula amehlo alenqeku ukuba ibone.
Now there's so much wonderful else written here. But because you're tired, I'm stopping. But then the Lord spoke and opened the eyes of Mary. And he said, Mary. And she recognized him. And now listen. What does the Lord do? The greatest sermon, one of the greatest sermons, was given to a lady. To a lady who was faithful and honest and upright.
Nansi intshumayelo enkulu esingathi ngenye yezintshumayelo ezinkulu eyanikezwa lona wesifazane ngalelo langa
le. And the Lord said to Mary, you go and you preach. Preach. Tell my brothers. Tell them what you've experienced. Imagine somebody that was, where did Mary come from? What was Mary? And the Lord says, Mary, I have seen your love. Now you go tell others.
Awuqabange nje lo Maria wayengelutho ebukelwa phansi nanga uJesu siyamtshela manje uthi hamba manje otshela abanye.
Now the Lord rewards her for her faithfulness.
Inkosi isiyamvuza manje imnikeza umvuzo ngokuthembeka kwakhe.
She says, Mary, I'm commissioning you. You go and preach.
Uthi ku Maria, Maria hamba manje ngiyakuthuma hamba uyoshumayela.
The interesting thing is suddenly the veil falls over her life and we don't hear anything of Mary anymore. That was the end of what the Lord had to say about Mary. But what a wonderful life. And that's what the Lord wants to do for us. I believe totally she was at Pentecost. That she received the power from on high.
But
you see, her life showed her she was ready for what she was to receive. She didn't have to go and ask. The Lord knew. Her life made it. And I would say just like this. Her life made her a co-worker. Straight.
Kodwa impilo yakhe yayikhombisa lokho uNkulunkulu wayemembulelile ukuthi veli usekulungelene ukuthi angene kuleyo nkonzo noma awuthole lo moya uPentecost futhi kwangathi wayesekulungela ukuthi abeyisebenzise inkosi ngaleso sikhathi.
Her life proved it.
Impilo yakhe yakukhombisa
lokho. She didn't exclude herself.
Akazange azibeke eceleni.
And history says she became a missionary, I think, for about 30 years. And they surmise that she was preaching in the south of France. And then my human brain says, is that why maybe the Huguenots came from there? Was it maybe fruit of her life? We don't know. But one thing, we must hear that voice. Our eyes must be open, and we must.
Kodwa kumele siqonde lokuthi ke amehlo ethu kumele avuleke. Singakuthathi kalula nje lokho kodwa amehlo ethu avuleke sibe ngabantu abavulekelelo leyo lokho uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi asitshele khona singakhohlwa lokho nanini kube yinto ngempela esiyibambayo sazi ukuthi amehlo ethu avulekile maqondana noNkulunkulu.
Let me just add one small remark about our calling.
Ake nginezele nje mhlambe kodwa nje maqondana nobizo lwethu.
Don't be surprised if in order to fulfill your calling, you must die to yourself.
Ungamangali uma kuzodingakala ukuthi uma ufuna ukufeza ubizo lwakho, komele ukuthi ufe maqondana noqobo lwakho.
And die to yourself daily.
Ufe futhi maqondana noqobo lwakho usuku nosuku.
I'm going to say something I don't think I've ever said from the pulpit in the 40 years I've been involved here.
Ngizosho into engicabanga ukuthi angaze ngisho sonke lesi sikhathi leminyaka engamashumi amane ngazihlanganisa nalo msebenzi.
Even in the 9 years I was being prepared for my calling.
Nangalesi sikhathi iminyaka eyishiyagalolunye ngisalungiselela ubizo lwami.
I had to die to myself every day.
Kwadingala ukuthi ngife maqondana noqobo lwami usuku nosuku.
To such an extent that I thought, Lord, am I on the right track? Is this really my calling I'm busy with?
Kwafika futhi la ngingabaza khona ngithi Nkosi ngabe ngisendleleni okuyiyona yona na ngabe ngimatasatasa nobizo lwami manje.
But that is why when the time came to sacrifice everything to be in the Lord's work here, it was no problem for me anymore.
Ingakho ke kwathi mase kufika la sekufaneke ngempela ngisithatha isinqumo sokuthi ngizinikele manje ngokupheleleyo emsebenzini wenkosi akuzange kube inkinga kimi lokho.
Because I had died to whatever the world would have been able to offer me.
Ngoba ngase ngifile maqondana nezinto zezwe nalokho izwe elalingangithembisa khona ngaleso sikhathi.
I don't want to paint a dark picture.
Angifuni ukuthi ngenze izinto zibenzima.
I don't want it to sound morbid and depressed.
Angifuni futhi ukuthi bese ngiveza uhlangothi lwangathi umuntu uyaqindezeleka.
But don't be surprised if in order to fulfill your calling you must die to yourself every day.
Kodwa ungamangali makufika la kudingakala khona ukuthi ufeze ubizo lwakho maqondana noNkulunkulu kodingakala ba ufe usuku nosuku.
Some people lose their calling because they're not willing to die.
Abanye abantu balahlekelwa ilolo bizo lwabo ngenxa ukuthi bengafuni bengavumi ukuthi bafe maqondana noqobo lwabo.
I remember the director of this mission and Reverend Stegan standing here.
Ngikhumbula umqondisi wale mission ubaba umfundisi walapha ekhaya emi lapha phambili.
Saying he cannot remember a single day in his life where he has not had to die to himself.
Ethi akalikhumbuli lolodwa usuku empilweni yakhe lapho kwakungadingakali khona ukuthi afe maqondana noqobo lwakhe.
Let's pray.
Asithandaze.
Heavenly Father, what a wonderful message. How rich is your word not?
Babo sezulwini sibabaza ubukhulu bezwi lakho nengcebo esithola ezwini lakho.
But on top of everything, thank you for the end that made us aware of your heavenly presence and your chariots.
Kodwa Nkosi ngaphezu kwakho konke lokho siyabonga ngalokho esikuzwile nangalezo inqola zasezulwini ezikwazi bazemsiza umuntu.
Your omnipotence that are there to support those who will follow you.
Leso sanda sakho esikhona kuyo yonke indawo Nkosi kuba sibasize bonke laba abakulandelayo.
We pray, Lord, that you would please continue with us.
Sikhulekela Nkosi ukuthi kwangathi ungaqhubeka ukanye nathi uhambe nathi.
We want to be like Mary.
Siyafuna ukuthi sifane noMaria.
We want to stay at the grave if it's necessary.
Sithanda ukuthi sibe khona lapha ethuneni uma kudingekile.
We want to be faithful wherever you've called us, no matter what.
Siyafuna ukuba sithembeke obizweni lwethu noma ngabe kuchazani.
As long as we can continue to hear your voice.
Uma nje kumele kuba sizwe izwi lakho kusilungele lokho.
And experience your presence and your working amongst us.
Bese sizwa ukukhona bakho nokusebenza kwakho kithi.
As we do experience.
Ngoba sikuzwa lokho ukanye nathi.
Please, Lord, continue in your grace and mercy.
Siyacela Nkosi iqhubeka kanye nathi emseni wakho nasothandweni lakho manje.
And may you find this auditorium filled with Marys this morning.
Wangathi Nkosi singathola ukuthi lapha kuleli namhlanje kulendlu kungaba khona oMaria abaningi abagcwele lapha.
We ask this in the name of the man which Mary saw on that day.
Sicela konke lokhu egameni lalo uwabonwa nguMaria ngalolo suku.
The man to whom she said, "My Lord and my Master."
Lo muntu uMaria ambiza ngenkosi yakhe noNkulunkulu wakhe.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Okuyinkosi yethu uJesu Christ.
Amen.
Amen.